Good evening, this is Saturday Night Fever. Okay, observe. He is quite an astronaut. He is quite an astronomer. He has found a new come again. He must have observed the sky all night. Obstacle. And there were many fallen trees and big rocks, so we were unable to walk very fast. Really? I didn't know there were so many obstacles over there. Don't those cars obstruct the traffic? They sure do. They tie up the traffic at least twice a day. Obtain. How did you know that kind of secret? I just talked with members of the committee. That's how I obtained the information. Obvious. Was it easy to answer the questions? Yes, it went like this. The answer was obvious, wasn't it? Occasional. Does she come to our store very often? No, she does come here just now and then. An obstacle customer, so to speak. Occupy. Isn't army in that village anymore? No, the enemy occupied it last week. Occupation. Was it your father's occupation? He is in the civil service. She's an English major, but she doesn't like to teach. Isn't teaching her occupation? Occupant. Can you park in front of the apartment house? No, the parking lot is only for the occupants. Don't you remember her name? No, it just doesn't occur to me right now. Ocean. How did you go to the United States? By ship. We crossed the Pacific on an ocean liner. It was terrific. Odd. Isn't he a little odd? No, not a bit. He's just an ordinary person. Odium. Professor Johnson, please call me Mr. I don't want to incur the It's just 8 o'clock. I'm glad everyone came in time. I've waited quite a bit. I was the 13 of 8 when I came here. Of all things. Is Salo crazy about cameras? Yes, he said. He spent his entire savings on a new camera, of all things. Off. You look so tired. What's the matter? I was talking with a friend of all night, and I didn't sleep much, so I'm thinking of taking the afternoon off. Why is it so noisy around your house? Is it on the road? No, it's off the road, but there's an airport nearby, a long way off. Whereabouts does he live? He lives a long way off. Off and on, off and on. Do you go to church regularly? I should, but I don't, just off and on. It has been raining off and on since morning. Yes, it has. I hate a rainy day. Off cuff. Tell me, what's the difference between yet and already? That's a good question, but I'm afraid I don't have a good off-cuff answer. Off-color. Why did you turn off the radio? The music was fine, the story was okay, but they got awfully off-color. Offend. Gee, I didn't know that guy was angry with me. You should recognize how much your butt language is. Offend people. Did I offend you? No, not a bit, but I look angry with you. Offender. A child was killed in the accident. The offender should be punished and very severely. Offense. Marge is hard to get along with. I agree. She takes offense easily. So much what you say. Offensive. Do you know something? He put his elbow on the table, picked his nose, and broke wind just before he left the table. The offensive? Offer. Call me up anytime you want help. Thank you for your kind offer. Don't they help you all? They were good enough to offer to help me, but I wanted to do it on my own. We have tempura, sashimi, and sukiyaki. That's good. Don't you have anything else to offer? Office. Does your father work in that hospital? No. He visits there just once in a while. He has his own office downtown. Officer, I am a stranger here too. Why don't you ask that policeman? Thanks. Officer, will you tell me how to get to the nearest subway station? Is he a soldier? Well, he directs soldiers what to do. He's an officer. Official. Her father is Secretary General. Is he? I didn't know that he is such a high official. Often. Betty's parents come to see her every other day. Do they really come that often? Oil. The wheels squeak, don't they? I think they need some oil. Let's oil them. Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. You're welcome. Don't mention it. Write to us as soon as you can. Okay. Yes, all right. We expecting your prompt, okay? Just a moment. This plan is quite okay to me. How are you doing? We are doing okay. Did he agree to your project? Sure. It was okay, but I'd buy him at once. Okay. How's your dog? Okay, how's your dog? What's his name? Oh, Bucky? It's okay. Oh, Lord, our principal is 80 years old and still very active. He doesn't look that old. How old is your brother? You mean my older brother? He's 3 years older than I. I have a younger brother, too. He's 10 years old. Old clam. Why don't you talk to your boss about it? Impossible. He's an old clam, and you know it. Old-fashioned. I will go wherever, though, goes there. I will go and wherever goes dear. Now, what was those old fashioned words? Mine? Omit. Why didn't you answer the questions on page 1? The teacher told us to omit them. I was your teacher scolding Stan very severely. What did he do? Oh, nothing new. He omitted doing his assignment again. On where did you see Hamlet? At the Queen's Theatre. It's been in honor for 3 weeks. Hurry up, Ken. The race is on. All right, I'll be there right away. You can't miss the race. You look awfully sleepy. Didn't you sleep last night? No. The guy next door kept his radio on all night. How did that new player do him? The first day he played on our team, he walked to first base on four balls and stole second. Why are you mad at me? You told Miss Brown on me, didn't you? Okay. Well, how was yours? And Saturday Night Fever. Oh, how about tomorrow? Tomorrow is Sunday off. Okay. Today, we felt very warm compared to yesterday. And I wonder if it will turn out to be a cold day or warmer day compared with Saturday. Okay, it doesn't matter. It's none of your business. Okay, anyway, enjoy your duty off and enjoy the rest of your Sunday off, okay? Bye now. See you tomorrow.